This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Members of the Governing Council of the District of Columbia have passed a bill that is being called an egregious attack on pro-life conscience. Called the Reproductive Health Non-Discrimination Act, the legislation could force even pro-life employers there to hire those who disagree with their mission and force groups to fund abortions. A 37-year-old close ally of the Obama administration has been selected as our new Surgeon General. Vivek Murthy, born in Britain and educated in the U.S., including a stint at Harvard, Murthy is just 8 years out of his internship. Upon confirmation by the U.S. Senate, Murthy received the congratulations of Planned Parenthood officials. Doctors in Ireland are stirring up controversy as they have decided to keep a pregnant mother on life support to give her child a chance at life. The complication is that the woman's parents are threatening legal action to take their daughter off life support immediately. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. 75 members of Congress are opposing Health and Human Services action that would hide abortion funding surcharges in health care insurance. Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey says the administration that claims to be the most transparent in history has failed to provide this basic information to consumers, despite congressional intervention. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.